Good morning. My name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer. I'm assigned to the case number 212007. It is the City of Portland versus Mr. Yee and the Department of Veterans Affairs, at least as a respondent's named on the complaint. What I'd like to do is I'm going to start on this side, which is your left. First name, last name. Spell your last name and give us your work mailing address, please.
Mitchell R. McKee, M-C-K-E-E, City of Portland, 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Suite 5000-97201.
We'll start over there.
Sure. Joseph Haddad, attorney for the respondent, Norman Yee. Address is 351 Northwest 12th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97209.
Spell your last name, please.
H-A-D-D-A-D.
All right, and let's have, I'm assuming you're Mr. Yee?
I'm Mr. Yee, Norm Yee, Y-E-E.
Your address, please.
P.O. Box 94, Clackamas, Oregon, 97015, 8515, North Portsmouth.
All right, before we get started, just let me run through a couple things. As I indicated, my name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer. We'll be hearing the case for us this morning. I am employed by the City of Portland Auditor's Office, not the Bureau of Development Services, whose representative is here today, or any other bureau. Theoretically, I'm supposed to be as independent as at all possible, and I take that obligation very seriously. In the normal course of things, everyone would be given an opportunity to testify. Documents would be admitted into the record. Some or all of the documents that are on the exhibit list, which we have given you. I will leave that up to the folks here. I'm going to ask Mr. McKee to start because we are starting at 9:30 now instead of 9 o'clock. I've given the parties an opportunity to have some discussions, and I'd like to at least, on an overview perspective, find out what we've agreed to. If there's still some elements of disagreement, then perhaps we can have some stipulations in order to focus on those particular issues. Mr. McKee?
Yeah, we had this pre-hearing discussion, and we it looks like we did come to agreeable terms on the issues on this property. Before I get into those, I'll just offer the exhibits 1 through including 43, plus I have two additional exhibits that I'd like to submit as well.
Has Mr. Haddad seen those?
Yes, he has copies.
Yes, I have.
And Mr. Haddad, any objection to the admission of any of the exhibits that we're referring to?
No objection.
All right, that's 1 through including 43, plus we will have what number? 51, 52.
I'm sorry, actually there is a 44th exhibit added later. This is a letter from Department of Veterans Affairs absolving interest in the property.
Any objection to 44, Mr. Haddad?
One second, I'm not quite sure I have a copy.
Let's see if I can find it real quick.
Based on my client's understanding, it's reasonable to expect that the Department of Veteran Affairs would have submitted this, so we would have no objection.
Okay, and I'm going to talk about that before we're all said and done anyway. There's also exhibits 45 through 50. 45 is return mail memo. 46 is a letter to requesting rescheduling from Mr. Yee. Number 47 is a request to reschedule from Mr. Haddad. 48 is a notice of the hearing. 49 is a generated list, a mailing list from my office. And exhibit 50, I believe, is the original copy of the letter rescheduled by Mr. Haddad. Any objection to the admission of those documents?
None here.
None here.
All right, so we're going to, when we're all said and done, we're going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 52 with, is that correct? Okay, 1 through and including 52 without objection. All right, let's, before we get into the terms of any settlement, I want to take a look, because I was shown this document. I normally don't look at documents in the file other than the complaint, but I was actually shown this document by my clerk when it came in. It's exhibit number 44. Mr. Haddad, what it says is the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs will not be attending the hearing scheduled on the above referenced issue for April 6th. That's before the request for rescheduling came in. Second paragraph is our interest in the property terminated in 2007, and the department mailed a bargain and sale deed to Mr. Yee on February 20th, 2007, in fulfillment of a land sale contract wherein the property was sold to Mr. Yee. Third paragraph, and there's not a lot of paragraphs here. If Mr. Yee is unable to produce the original deed issued in February of 2007, a duplicate deed would be available upon payment of $25 fee, and it could then be recorded in the Multnomah County records. Last paragraph, you may note in your records that no further notification to ODVA is required with respect to this particular property. Right. That was exhibit 44, the one, Mr. Haddad, you indicated you hadn't seen, but you talked to your client about, and we've admitted. What I want from the city is some indication to me as to whether or not they wish an amendment to the complaint to be made to remove the Department of Veterans Affairs, or do you wish it to remain?
I think we can remove that safely.
Mr. Haddad, any objections to that?
There's no objection.
All right, so I am going to amend the complaint, and I ask that if there's going to be a stipulated agreement, that there's a reference to the amended complaint in that. If not, I will on my own do that.
Okay.
All right, I have no other issues at this time, so what I'm going to do is whichever one of you, Mr. Haddad or Mr. McKee, you may start by telling me what we've agreed to, and if there remain any issues that we need to discuss today at this hearing.
If I may?
You may.
Okay, we've agreed to a few terms here that I think is going to resolve this sufficiently. First of all, we've reviewed all of the violations listed in Attachment A of the complaint, and there are a few there that still need to be resolved, but they are not extraordinary, and they could have been done in a fairly short time. So Mr. Yee has agreed to complete all of those remaining violations within 30 days. Included in those violations are numbers that these are ones that I have either not confirmed or have not been completed. So those numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. 13 is a status for derelict associated with the history on the property, and once these are corrected, that would go away. The majority of these other issues either been resolved or are very near completion. So we're optimistic that we can get it all done within a week or so, but I've agreed to 30 days for completion. In the event that they are not completed within 30 days, we've agreed to a $5,000 penalty, barring exigent circumstances. And just as a note, in the event that he substantially completes everything and there's just one or two very small issues, I certainly would not keep the file open, and I'd like to make that clear in the complaint as well, or in the agreement. The second item of the agreement is that we're agreeing to the a couple of the hard costs here, the inspection costs of $2,920 plus the hearings cost of $1,215. We're dropping the $5,000 penalty. The next item, number three, is that Mr. Yee has agreed to visit the site on a regular basis And what we've agreed to is 30 days. Mr. Yee will visit the site to monitor it and maintain necessary repairs or fixes, mow the lawn, just to basically maintain the property on a regular basis so that we don't have to continue our monitoring of the property. In the event that he does not either monitor or remedy issues that occur there, such as tall grass and weeds, trash and debris, open unsecured building, and it comes to a point where the city is notified and confirms that that violation exists, there would be an additional $500 penalty for each occurrence. Mr. Dodd, does that sound like we talked about?
It does. The only clarifications would be in reference to some of the items listed. I think in particular, items 2 and 3, my client has addressed those conditions, but it is pending the city's review.
Okay, I'm talking about a monthly maintenance schedule for...
Okay, he's going back far.
Oh, he's going back.
I'm going back further, Mr. McKee, but other than that...
I'll give you an opportunity, Mr. Haddad, to go back all the way to the start. Let's just go all the way through this, Mr. McKee, and
okay.
then I'll give Mr. Haddad an opportunity to review it.
All right. The next condition that we agreed on was that we would ask the hearings officer to retain jurisdiction in this case for 180 days.
Anything else, sir?
And that's it.
Mr. Haddad?
Mr. McKee has accurately stated the agreement that has been negotiated by the parties. There were those two items that I had referenced, but that really is more than anything just a point of clarification. The terms have been stated accurately and are agreed to.
When is the stipulated agreement going to be completed, Mr. McKee?
I should be able to complete that draft by Thursday, I think. If I could have till Friday, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, just asking from your side, Mr. Haddad, when's it going to get signed?
Oh, we would
imagine. Give me a time frame.
Within 2 to 3 days.
All right, let me propose something, Mr. Haddad. This is more important for you to pay attention to than I think the city, because the consequences are significantly more impactful upon Mr. Yee if, in fact, my proposal is appropriate. I'm proposing to give you until the 16th of May, which is a week and a couple days. This is all tentative. I'm just talking about. So that is about 10 days from now. And that includes Mr. McKee being able to get the agreement drafted, you looking at it. I'm not trying to be facetious or sarcastic, but as an attorney, you're going to want to probably do something with it, make some editorial change, if nothing else. I'm trying to be constructive here. I'm wanting to make sure you have a couple days in order to review the document and get those proposed changes back to Mr. McKee. So I'm proposing the 16th be that day. With that in mind, and the 16th is important for you, Mr. Haddad, because I'm proposing that if, in fact, I don't get a signed agreement back from you that's reflective of the terms, and I hold both parties in good faith here, particularly Mr. McKee, because he's the one that stated the terms. With the exception of the number 2 and number 3 violations, there wasn't anything that you disagreed with. But I'm expecting he will draft it not more onerous than he's proposed, so he doesn't start adding additional terms. I'm holding him to that, that are particularly onerous to you. But if, in fact, I haven't received fully executed stipulated agreement by 4:30 p.m. on the 16th, we always do things by 4:30 or after. then what I would do is simply enter an order that all violations exist and grant all remedies requested by the city. What I'm doing here, and it's certainly if you do a fair amount of litigation, it's not a big surprise to you, is I'm keeping everyone's feet to the fire, but also holding Mr. McKee's feet to the fire that he's not granted the ability to modify the terms and make it more onerous for your client than he's indicated and you've agreed to today. So with that proposal, Mr. McKee, any problems with that?
No, that sounds fine.
Mr. Haddad, any problems with that?
That's acceptable.
Okay. Mr. McKee, with that in mind, then I would like all time frames not to start running, in other words, even the 30 days. So what I've just done is a huge benefit, or a minor benefit, perhaps. A benefit to Mr. Yee is don't start the time frames until the expected date of the signature of the stipulated agreement.
Okay.
So basically, I bought you a little additional time, Mr. Yee, by agreeing to what I believe is fair, and that is that everybody gets this case done. All right. What I will do is I will review the stipulated agreement to number one, confirm that it reflects my notes of the terms and conditions stated by Mr. McKee and agreed by Mr. Haddad. Secondly, I will, and it's within my discretion, to review this document in order to make sure that I believe that there are not any gaping holes from a logistical standpoint. I'd ask both of you to look and make sure that the potential contingencies of what happens if this happens or what happens if this doesn't happen, you've taken that into consideration in the agreement. But I will look at it from that perspective. If I agree to it, then my order will be basically to incorporate your stipulated agreement as my order, and it will be effective as my order, all right? That means if there are missed deadlines, Mr. Yee, and we don't come back in here and discuss what happens. And so we theoretically, hopefully, know with stipulated agreement exactly what happens in the event issues, if issues do occur, or events do occur, all right? Is that fair to all of you? All right. With that, everybody's nodding. With that, then, I just want to mention, Mr. Haddad, Mr. Yee, that the hearing today is an audio recording. If you would like to listen to this particular hearing to refresh your memory, and I'm not sure how circuit court's working right now because I've been sitting here for a long enough time that I'm not up to date with the current rules, but I will tell you that our audio recordings are placed online within 3 to 5 business days. So. It's even possible that it'll be on today, but in likelihood it'll probably be online today. So if either of you need to go back and listen to exactly what was said by either of you or myself, then you may do that. You would pick up a card, Mr. Haddad, at the back. There's our website on there. You go to the hearing recording section and you put your case number in there. And that case number for virtually everyone we talk to, I'm not aware of but one in a very, very long hearing that's had any problems. So you should not have problems with that.
Thank you.
So anyway, that I just wanted you to be aware of that there is a recording of this, and there should not be any confusion as to what was said today, because you can go back and listen to it, and this hearing's pretty short. So it's not like you have to spend a lot of time. Any questions from either the parties?
No questions.
All right. I expect something then from you by 4:30 p.m. On the 16th. Thank you for coming. We'll close the hearing.
Thank you.